Today we're doing Sift Hezai, and the Shulchan Aruch tells us, Misha Enosh Liachtzibur Kavua, Tzarech Lesarev Ma'ad Kodem Sheiri Lifnei HaTeva. A person who is not a permanent Shliachtzibur should refuse a little bit. If he's asked to be the Chazen, he should refuse at first. V'lo Yoser Midai, but he shouldn't refuse too much. Elapam Yishonim Esarev. The first time he should say, no, I don't want to daven for the Yamud. Uchsheyomer Lo Pam Shneo, and they asked him a second time, Mechen Hatzmo Kimo Sherotze Lamod. He should stand up as if to make that he actually wants to daven. V'pam Shli and the third time they ask him, he should actually go up there and daven. The person who asks him to daven for the Yomud is a Adam Gadol, is a chashev person, then he shouldn't refuse him at all. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Mem Dalet tells us, if let's say you have a person as the chazen, but he no longer wants to be the chazen, and someone else is going to take over for him, that other person does not need permission to daven. Since the first guy theoretically could have remained the chazen, but he chose not to, so now the second guy doesn't need permission. So the original chazan, if he wants to go back and daven again, doesn't need permission from the tzibur, but he does need permission from the new chazan. But even such a chazan, even a person who used to be the regular chazan but is no longer, should still ask for permission. We have a rule that you don't say no, you don't refuse a big talmud chacham. If a person, even if a Talmud Chacham asks you to do something, but it's something that requires a certain sense of arrogance or a certain sense of authority, then you're allowed to refuse even a Talmud Chacham. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with Sif Yud Zayin tomorrow.